When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hello and welcome to the Bear Den Pod, part of the 1012 Podcast Network and partners with Sports Social Podcast Network. I'm Matt Workman, and as always, I'm joined by Joe Goodman. Joe, how are you doing this fine Thursday evening?
I'm doing well, Matt. I am admittedly watching some Baylor basketball in the background while this is going on. Some Baylor versus Cincinnati right now. We are currently down 2-0 with 18 minutes remaining in the first half. It's a fresh start.
Just started.
And we are out rebounding the hell out of this team already. We are grabbing some boards.
Yes, so we're recording during the Baylor game and see how everything goes. It's definitely, we're in the middle of March, wrapping up Big 12 tournament, women's tournament wrapped up already. And then I guess Sunday is Selection Sunday, right?
Selection Sunday, yes.
Yeah.
We will find out where both teams are seated. Men's and women's.
Let me, before we get to basketball, did you see like the college football news that kind of dropped this afternoon?
Walk me through it, Matthew.
So it's really just a pre-report from like Heather Dennett, who just exclusively covers the college football playoff. So basically all she said was like tomorrow, it's expected that all the conference commissioners are going to vote for the 14-team playoff for 2020, starting in 2026. Like the new playoff deal with whoever. I don't know, whatever the TV deal is. And basically what it said was the Big Ten and the SEC are going to get about 21 million per school for the playoff. ACC, 13 million. Big 12, 12. And then I think the group of five, it goes down and they get like 1.8 million per school.
Yeah. So, at this point, just kill it.
I mean, we haven't had 12 yet, but they already want to go up to 14, which I guess it's money, for the SEC and the Big 10 to get even more teams in the playoff.
Yeah, because there's also the rumors that they're asking for like two auto qualifiers each.
I don't think that's gonna. I don't know about the auto qualifiers. I don't know about the auto qualifiers. How that'll break down. They were asking for like guaranteed to get the bye. Those two conferences get the two byes. Because I guess in the 14 structure, there would only be two first round byes, and they wanted. It has to be an SEC and a Big Ten school to get those buys, which, of course, there's some pushback, and that's kind of shelved. But they are going to probably get more auto bids than anyone. They'll get like three, I think. And then the other ACC and Big 12 will probably get two. And then I think the Group 5 champ is going to get one, and then the rest will be at-larges.
Ooh, that looked bad. Yeah, sorry.
8-1.
Live watching a game.
Eight to one. is the what I'm seeing.
8-1's current score, and Jacoby Walter and Eve Misi almost killed each other.
Okay.
No, I don't know. I hate it. It's just, I guess I just have to accept that this is a, like, the college football has become such a money game at this point. And the what disappoints me, I think, the most is that, like, everybody except for the players didn't get a cut of this still. Like,
Well, here's what the worst, the most disingenuous thing about all this is they're on Congress on Capitol Hill testifying, like Nick Saban was testifying and all that stuff. I think earlier, it was last week or early this week or something like that. And he was saying that he doesn't, or I don't want to put words in his mouth. The report came out that it was said by someone in college football that they don't agree with players getting paid and being employees. They think they should share in revenue, which is the most shadiest way to get to do that. Because all those colleges have to do is say, well, we didn't make any money because we had to spend all this money. So there's not any revenue really to share. And you're going to get this little bitty amount of
Oh, I
money.
no, I actually agree with the revenue sharing model. It's easy though. You just do it at a you do it at the NCAA level, or at the, like, the Division One level, or the FBS level, or at the conference level, and you do it exactly like the NFL does.
Oh
And
yeah,
essentially,
so in my
you allow the
mind,
players to unionize and collectively bargain, and you say we get 10%
overall revenue
of overall
for the
revenue.
conference
Right.
for
And so
all
it doesn't
players in your
matter if the school
conference.
makes money.
Well, yeah, that in my mind, I was thinking like, yeah, schools are definitely going to fudge numbers to not pay players a
Yeah, but
fair
what this would
share.
be is, like, all right, ESPN offers you a $100 million deal. If the players get 20%, they get a pie of $20 million that they get to distribute amongst themselves.
Yeah. So, equally, if that was the case, that'd be I'm for it. I'm for. I mean, I think they should be employees. I think players should be paid. But if they're going to do it that way, you have to do it at the conference level, because that's where the like you're talking about. That's where the TV deals are made at the conference level. Like the Big 12 has a deal with ESPN and Fox. So from
Right.
that's the revenue they should share. Now I don't
And
know, and then you
if
can
you're Brett Yormark, and you really want to, like,
do it.
you
Yeah.
really want to stick it to him, like,
You want to be the hipper, younger, cooler
be at
conference?
the forefront of this.
Say we're going to revenue share with all of our players on, because they all have, and they have individual. The biggest one is going to be like football and basketball. That's the biggest deal they have. That's their big TV deal. Less so with the like.
Yeah, but they still get paid, for
Yeah.
ESPN Plus. Like,
It'll be
volleyball
less
being on
for
TV, they still get something.
volleyball and baseball, softball. Those they'll be less of a revenue share, but they generate less revenue.
Correct. Yeah, it's no different than saying, like, the hockey players get paid less from the revenue sharing they get from their league than NFL players do.
Yeah. So.
Basketball players probably get the most because there's fewer of them.
But so it looks like in 2024 and 25, there's a 12 team playoff. And then in 26 is going to go to a 14 team playoff.
All right, well, I won't judge. We'll see what happens.
See what
It's
happens.
we just wanted I just wanted every I just wanted the group of five to have a path, man.
They
That's
have a
all I was
path. I mean, they
asking
still have a
for.
path. It's not great.
I know, but it's just getting out of hand at this point, which I is
Because.
kind of like, I have some friends that are like, well, I don't know what you expected. It's like, you know what, you're right.
Because like they'll get at least in the 12 team they get one chance. So, the highest ranked group of five champion gets a spot in the playoffs guaranteed, like an automatic bid. But that's probably all they're gonna get. Like
Yeah, they're
I
not going
don't
to get an
foresee
at-large
at
team in
large going to
ever.
group of five school. I mean
The only possibility is
yeah.
if we see a Baylor is 5 minutes into this game, by the way, and has not hit a field goal yet. But no, the only way that you're going to see it is if there's a case where there's two group of five undefeateds, and, like, then you may see an at-large one get in. But that's going to be an edge case, not
Yeah.
like a real use case of
Or
what
you
we
have
can
to,
expect.
or it's like a particularly down year for the teams higher up the food chain. Like this past year, I mean, there's a scenario where you probably could have, in a 12 team playoff, you might have got both Liberty and SMU in because they were both like, Liberty's undefeated. I think SMU was 10 win, had 10 and 2 or something like that. They're both champions. But I don't know.
There
All
was a
the
year where like TCU and Boise State were both
undefeated.
like both could have made an argument. I
Well,
remember back
yeah.
in the BCS era.
But definitely TCU, they were undefeated 1 year.
Yeah, because wasn't there a year? Yeah, there was a year where didn't they make Boise and TCU play each other in the Fiesta Bowl? It was just like the little kids' table game.
I can't remember.
I believe that that happened. That TCU had,
I
I
know
think they had to
TCU
play.
played Wisconsin, I think, and just like destroyed
That was
them.
in the Rose Bowl.
In the yeah, that's when
Yes.
they were like 11-0 or whatever.
Let's see. DCU, I'm pretty sure that that happened. Yeah, in 2010.
So yeah, so right before they joined
Yeah,
the
Boise
conference.
State, they were both undefeated. TCU was in the Mountain West. Boise State was in the WAC. Boise State won
Yeah.
the game 17 to 10. But yeah, it was that I remember that year when they did that, because it was just like you didn't it was like the way for the powers that be to really stick it to them. They didn't even give them a chance to beat a Power Five team.
They do that all the time. Is the only thing I want to see out of the 14-team playoff is more on-campus playoff games. Because I think that's just gonna be a fun time. Have a playoff game
On campus, yeah.
on campus instead of
I,
at like a
the
neutral
one thing
site.
that I do worry about is with the move to this divisionless stuff,
Yeah.
that there is a it won't happen, but I think we've talked about this. Like, there's a possibility that we could see Michigan, Ohio State 3 weeks, like 3 games in a row. Like, it's not out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah, any of those. Yeah,
Those
yeah.
last week of the year
I
rivalry
don't.
games
I
that
mean, I
could
don't know
then turn
if.
into conference championship games to.
I don't
Which
know if
could
they would
then
seed
potentially have
them.
a seeding matchup to where they meet in the first round
Yeah,
of the playoffs.
I think they would. Now this isn't. Maybe I'm cynical, but they would probably seed them so that doesn't happen.
I agree. That's why I'm saying it won't happen, but there's like a possibility
But
of it.
definitely, you could definitely get 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, for sure.
That's gonna happen, I think. I mean. Either, if not the Big Ten, somewhere, it's gonna happen where there's a chance where you have like, it's not out of the realm possibility that Auburn can have a really good year, and play Alabama and then play Alabama the next week.
Well, we'll see what
Because
happens. It's going to
everyone's
be
gone
new. We're only going to get,
divisionless.
it sounds like we're only getting 1 year of this new way.
Well, 24 and
2 years.
25 of
Got
12.
it. Okay, 26 is when the new way starts.
26 is when the 14 starts or will
Got
start.
it. So, Matt, that's college football. We are in the middle of March right now, which means March Madness is going on, and as we mentioned, the Baylor game is going on as we record this. Tell me what happened in the Big 12 women's basketball tournament.
So I'm gonna focus. I'm gonna start off just focusing on Baylor.
Was there anyone else? No one else to talk
Yeah,
about?
there's more games, yeah. So
Allegedly.
allegedly. So Baylor had a bye. And so they, just went ahead to the quarterfinals. This is where they started. Let me see, I'm pulling it up. Sorry about this. My computer freaked out. So anyway, I believe it was Texas Tech in their first round.
It was, and they once again, they have an insane streak against Texas Tech.
Here it is. Sorry about that, y'all. So they played Texas Tech, who had previously the first round they beat Houston 74 to 60 to advance to take on Baylor. Baylor defeated Texas Tech 71-60 to advance. Really, they kind of led the, I mean, it was what it was. They led the whole game. So then because of that win, they advanced to take on Iowa State in the quarterfinal, and they go down by 5, 67-62. To Iowa State, who eventually makes it to the final, but against Texas and the eventual champion of the tournament, University of Texas Longhorns. So Baylor got out in their quarterfinal round game. So they are just waiting. They've been waiting since then to take on their See where they are seated in the tournament, NCAA tournament.
Matt, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Did Baylor beat Texas this year?
Yes.
So Baylor won the Big 12. There you go.
Well, they beat Texas once, for sure.
So by the transitive property, Baylor is the Big 12 champion.
I'm not gonna
That's
argue with you.
science,
I'm
Matt.
not gonna argue with you.
Science.
That's it. All right. And so yeah, we're waiting for, I think, I don't know how many teams on the women's side will get tournament bids. I would assume it'd be quite a few. Not, I mean, not as many probably as the men, but of course, you know, like Iowa State, Texas are probably or definitely Texas, they got auto bid, but like Iowa State, Baylor. I don't know after that who might get a tournament bid from the on the women's side.
I'm going to interrupt you there, Matt.
Okay.
I've never seen anything like this before. And like, so it is 11:55. We're going to a commercial break left in this game, and we're down 12-3. We have made three free throws. We have not made a single shot in this game.
Dude, I'm telling you, Scott Drew
We're getting great looks, and we're
he
actually
just
playing
wants to
really
work
solid
on something.
defense.
He does not care about winning this game. They're gonna
Well,
work
no,
on
they're
something
playing hard. They're
he
just
wants to
not
work
making.
on to for the tournament. And I mean, that's just my opinion. But before we get into what's going on the court, what happened in the
If you're
men's
in
side of the
Kansas City,
tournament?
Matt, tell people about if they're in Kansas City.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if you are in Kansas City, I think you should go over to the Big 12 Charlie Hustle pop-up shop that opened on the opening of the tournament last March 7th. That's Thursday. It's a brand new pop-up shop from Charlie Hustle that makes the latest Big 12 gear available to fans just steps from the T-Mobile Center. It's located at 1380 Main Street in the Power and Light District. The shop is open during the following hours during the tournament. So Monday through Thursday, it's 10 to 8. On the weekends, it'd be 9 to 10, and then on Sunday, 12 to 6. And we are super excited about the Big 12 and Charlie Hustle teaming up because we are huge fans. They sponsor this podcast. We couldn't say more great things about Charlie Hustle. So if you are in Kansas City, stop on into their pop-up shop, take a look at all the latest Big 12 gear, and get yourself set up for the NCAA tournament and to show your pride there. And if you're not in Kansas City, make sure you go over to charliehustle.com because they, with over 30 schools to choose from, they've got you covered with all your collegiate apparel needs. That's Charlie Hustle, vintage, made fresh. And make
Fresh.
sure when you do go to the website to use the promo code 101215. That's good for 15% off all non-sale items. It's TEN1215 for 15% off non-sale items. And I know right now they're through the Big 12 tournament, and I think going into the NCAA tournament, they got a bunch of like sales going on right now. So definitely take advantage of all the savings over at charliehustle.com.
I have my I got my new Charlie Hustle shirt in the mail this week.
Which one did
It's
you get?
wonderful. I got the light green one with the new Bear logo that says Sic 'em on it. Looks
Oh
great.
yeah. They got a. They had some. I got an email. I guess it was this morning, and they are having some like specials, like some of the hoodies. There's like the round of 64, so they marked them down to like $64, and they had like 32, 16, you know, so. Kind of their NCAA theme. So they have a lot of sales going on for sure. So go ahead and take advantage of that. They got t-shirts for $16.
And each of the there's special shirt that was put out for each of the
Yes.
teams that finished in the top four of the Big 12 this year.
Yes. So that was so on the men's side, you know, it was Iowa State, Houston, Texas Tech, and Baylor.
All
So
got cool special shirt. Really, really cool.
So go take, I mean, take advantage to support Charlie Hustle, supports the podcast. If you're a fan, if you listen or whatever, go check it out because it's they not only is it like you're getting good quality college t-shirts, and it's hard to find good quality, so I'm a fan.
Great, great stuff.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, Matt, tell me about what's been going on in the men's side of the tournament. Today is Baylor's first game.
Baylor's first game, because like we mentioned, they were a top four, so they got the double bye. I'm just gonna so it opened up. Oklahoma State was defeated by UCF, and West Virginia was defeated by Cincinnati, the team that is playing Baylor right now. So those are like the opening round games. Cincinnati went on to beat Kansas. By 20?
Beat Kansas.
Yeah.
Baylor officially has its first field goal of the game, by the way.
Did they take the shot inside? Because it was like the first shot inside the 3-point line.
It was the second. Their second shot inside the 3. That wasn't a foul. Oh, another. That was a hard foul. Anyway, Jaden Nunn, you were a beast.
So then BYU went on to defeat UCF. TCU beat Oklahoma, and Kansas State beat Texas in a exciting game, 78-74. And that brought everyone on to today. As we were talking about, Baylor is currently down 6 to Cincinnati, but they're chipping away at it. So, because it was 12-3 at one point. Houston defeated TCU 60-45. So they held TCU to 45 points in a 15 points in the first half.
I did not get to watch that game, but I was getting lots of text messages about it from fans around the Big 12, not just our fans. And it sounded very much like TCU was not ready to be in that game.
Yeah. I mean, Houston, people have said this a lot. Houston does remind me of like our 21 team.
Yeah, they do.
Just because they'll shut you down on defense and they're physical.
They are not going to be out-efforted by anyone.
No, no. But so they advance. Iowa State, just right before this game, beat Kansas State 76-57. And then Texas Tech beat BYU 81-67 this morning.
They thrashed BYU from what I saw.
Yeah. So we're just waiting on Baylor to see what the matchups are for tomorrow for the semifinals. So. And then right now, Iowa State's waiting, I guess, the winner of this game. It'll be Texas Tech and Houston tip off at 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. And then Iowa State will play the winner of this game at 8:30 again.
Which will really be 9.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, my God. There's a lid on the basket, Matt.
Yeah. It's another rebound, though.
I've never seen this. This is crazy. Yeah, it's like there's a magic spell, I think, on both teams.
Another missed shot, man. Another one.
And these are layups too.
I mean, they're going in and bouncing out.
Yeah, they are just not going through the hoop. It's crazy. It's not like they're not bad shots. They're not bad for, like, it's just not happening.
But I mean, it's both teams now because like they can't make a shot either.
And nobody. It's 10 minutes into this game, and 20 total points have been scored by both teams.
All right. Anyway, so if I'm going to predict out what's going to happen, I'm assuming we're going to see Houston Iowa State in the final.
I think Houston Iowa State is a fair bet for the final. That was also the 1-2 finish. Iowa State was with Houston legitimately through the end of the year, fighting for the regular season win. Iowa State was. It's difficult to call them sneaky, but that's kind of how it felt this year. It was just like they don't have a superstar on that team. The most highly rated recruit that they've got on that team, and it's one of the most highly rated recruits that Iowa State's ever gotten, is Omaha Bilyeu, and he has barely played this year. So, you know, there is it's a different kind of team this year, but they play really tough defense, and they don't shoot themselves in the foot. I think we talked about this. Like, they're a team that I'm like, I have no doubt that they make the Sweet 16. I just don't see them getting upset. But I also don't, like, I don't think they have the one guy, like, killer, take over the game kind of person that you need to go to, like, the Final Four or something like that. So I think a Sweet 16 Elite Eight is definitely in the cards for Iowa State. Maybe not a national title, whereas I could see Houston winning a national championship.
Oh yeah, me too. But we're gonna find out Sunday, like, where everyone's. I think Baylor's probably gonna be a 3 seed.
Yeah, it looks like Baylor will be a 3. The only way that we could see, I think, Baylor reach the 2 line is if they beat Cincinnati tonight and then beat Iowa State. That may push them over the line. They don't have to win the tournament, I don't think. But I think you're absolutely going to see Baylor hit a 2 if they can make it to the Big 12 final game. But in all likelihood, as we both predicted, we don't think that's happening. And so that'll put Baylor as a 3 seed. Houston will be a 1. And Iowa State will be a 2 seed. Baylor is down 2 points right now and has made 1 shot in this game.
Yeah, Cincinnati's had 12 for like 9 minutes.
And Caleb Loner just stole a flagrant foul. Like, that was not that was a great acting job by Caleb Loner, is what that was.
They're down 2 points.
Yeah, now we're down 2. We could take the lead with our second shot of the game with 9 minutes left. This is crazy.
Speaking of, like, we were talking about, like, seeding and everything. I think I'm looking at Joe Lenardi's, like, bracketology list right now. I'm just going to go through how he has it as far as, like, Big 12 teams. So he has Iowa State with a 3 seed in the Midwest. And then TCU with a 9 seed, BYU 5 seed, Baylor 3 seed, Texas a 9 seed, Kansas a 4. So they were 3. I think they dropped because they've been banged up and they have no depth.
Yeah, they got destroyed by Cincinnati.
They got destroyed by Cincinnati.
That was a that wasn't Kansas that Cincinnati played. Yeah. They did not have Kevin McCullough or Hunter Dickinson.
So. Oklahoma's a 10 seed, Houston's a 1 seed, of course, and then
Baylor Texas has its first lead of the game.
Texas Tech is a 7 seed. You must
Tech
be
is a 7, really?
That's how he has it. Tech is a 7.
Oh man!
So I'm guessing that's like what, 8 Big 12 teams he has.
Yeah, I think 8. I think 8's right. That's fair.
I was hoping for 9.
You would have needed Kansas State to win today.
Well, maybe if Cincinnati wins,
Cincinnati could. Yeah, since they're a 20-win team, if they beat Baylor today, like,
well, they would have to beat Baylor and probably beat Iowa State.
Yes, I agree.
And they make it to the final.
Cincinnati would need to make it to the final, and even then, they might not be able to get in. But yeah,
Caleb Loner is going to have 20 rebounds. Every time I turn around, he's grabbing her board.
Yeah, this is the Caleb Loner game. He's the leading scorer, I think, or Jaden Nunn probably is.
It's 15-14 with 7.5 minutes left in the first half.
It's better than it was when it was
better than it was when it was 12-3 and 10-1 or whatever it was. It was 10-1. It's 15-14 Baylor.
It looks like a Big Ten football game is what we're watching right now.
All right. But yeah, Selection Sunday will really find out who is going to make it in. So, like, right now, like, Oklahoma's, these are the bubble teams according to Lenardi. They have, like, Oklahoma is the, I think, the only Big 12 team that's a bubble team. He didn't even have, like, Cincinnati as a bubble team. So they may have to, according to him, have to win the tournament to get in. So he has the last 4 buys: Oklahoma, Michigan State, Seton Hall, and Mississippi State. And the last 4 in as Colorado, Virginia, St. John's, and Indiana State. I don't know. Indiana State didn't win their conference, but whatever. So we'll find out on Sunday when they do the selection show where everybody ends up. Then it's a great the best time of year. It's the that opening weekend of
The opening few days of the NCAA tournament are the easily the best time of year.
It's like I'm gonna be zero productivity at work.
Yeah.
That is if I'm there. I may take off just to watch. But yeah, it's not gonna be some of my best days for sure. But
yeah,
you're gonna come with the bracket. We're all gonna like we'll probably I'll see if or maybe you can know like if ODB is gonna do like a pick 'em thing or you know we'll maybe we'll put something together for like a
I'm sure Philip will do one through 10-12.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll be doing one.
Yeah, so keep your ears out for that from 10-12 network and the different podcasts within the network and what we got going on. But Joe, if he wanted to make some picks, where could they go?
Best time of year to be making picks. You're going to be building out brackets. You're going to be deciding whether you're picking based off of like mascots or KenPom, net rankings, BPI, whatever it is that you choose, right? Why not throw a little skin in the game too and talk to our friends over at Prize Picks, the best legal way to play daily fantasy on player props in states like California, Florida, Georgia, and of course, Texas, home of the Baylor Bears. Many more states across the country. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. All you have to do is select 2 to 5 players and an over-under on a projected stat line, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. It's fast, easy. Entries can be made in as little as 60 seconds sometimes, Matt. You just go bang, bang, bang. You already know what you're looking for. You see the stuff that you like, you go after it.
Hey, they offer I love getting things finished in 60 seconds.
Some things more than others.
Maybe a hobby of mine. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? As I said, like you got college basketball full swing, NBA going on, Major League Baseball is about to start. Go check it out. If you use promo code BEAR12, that's BEAR12, you can get an instant 100% deposit match of up to $100. That's right, promo code BEAR12, and you can instantly get a full $100 match on your first deposit. Prize Picks is available online and in the App Store or on Google Play. Go check them out. Spice up your March Madness a little bit.
Spice it up.
All right, Matt, so that was the quick sports talk. We're going to have much more when it comes to March Madness, I'm sure, next week.
Yeah, but it's kind of limited.
I've been watching a new show, I've been talking to you about. Have you been watching anything new lately?
I started Shogun.
Okay, yep. So that's the show I'm referencing, of course, is Shogun, which I started on Hulu. So, what do you think? How deep are you in so far?
Oh, I'm like in one episode.
One episode, got it.
So, like, I like it. It's, I mean, I'm a sucker for, like, samurais. So,
yeah.
So, like, that they got me. And
that
and
first episode goes extra hard.
I'm, like, I'm a sucker too. For, like, samurai and, like, period pieces. So, like, you got me.
So, I did a little research on the show because I was like, how real is this? And so, it is based off of a book of the same name called Shogun, I believe from the 70s is when it was written. And there was actually already a miniseries done on this book called Shogun in 1980. So this is the second time somebody has done a TV series on this. The story, of course, is about an Englishman, an English sailor named John Blackthorne, who he's searching for Japan. At this point in history, it's 1600. Japan is only trading with Portugal and Spain, who are Catholic countries, and the country of England does not know the location to go in and open up trade with this country because they are Protestant. And so they're at war with Portugal. They're trying to find it. John Blackthorne finds it, but he's shipwrecked there. He gets captured and he goes through, you know, the Portuguese people that are there basically trying to convince the Japanese that he's a pirate. He's trying to convince them like, hey, they're not actually like as good as they seem to be, and we'll come over here and try, eventually try to take over your country kind of deal. But he is, Matt, believe it or not, this is loosely based on a guy named, I believe it was William Adams was his name. He was the first Englishman to go to Japan. Eventually did become the first ever Western samurai. And things that you will see occur in the show are actually like events that are like based off of things that happened in this guy's life. So while the show is 100% fiction, it is the events that are happening in it are inspired by real things that did happen.
Yeah, so Shogun is like was like is the name what they called like military dictators of Japan. They're
Yes, so like
so
a
yeah.
shogunate would be, like a martial law leader.
Yeah, I mean there's like a I'm not even gonna try to pronounce like the Japanese name for it, but it gets kind of shortened to Shogun. So yeah.
But yeah, it
I'm
is.
digging it
I'm
and
as far as I can get into the show right now. It's being released on a weekly basis, so I think it's four episodes in is where it's at right now. And my wife is laughing at me because I'm very much at the point of like, I just want to see what happens next. I want to see what
yeah, and
happens next.
it's like I think 10 episodes, 10 episode series, but yeah, they're yeah, four in. And
And
I
it has a
haven't
very
watched the
Game
first
of
one.
Thrones vibe to it. It's like very like political intrigue.
Yeah, it's my jam, Joe. Political intrigue and like swordplay. Yeah. You got me. I'm in. I'm all the way in.
I'm all in. Shogun is elite television.
So that's really the only thing that I've kind of started watching. I haven't watched nothing else. Other than I went to see Dune, but we talked about that.
I've just been I've been watching I watched as much as like the Montana State game as I could last night, the Big Sky Championship, but it was so late. I could not stay awake. I've got my last weekend of rodeo season this weekend. I'll
Yeah.
be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So that's been going on. I really need to find time to go see Dune 2. I just have not had a moment to go see it.
Dune Part 2 is so good. I want to
And
go see it
yeah,
again
dude,
because
that's what I'm saying.
there's scenes, there's parts of the movie like I just want to watch it again in the on the big screen because they're
The
just
other
so
thing,
good.
that I'm planning on doing is Oppenheimer's on streaming now, so I really want to go back and
Yes,
watch that again.
it's on Peacock. If you have the cock, you can watch
Yeah.
Oppenheimer. Barbie's on streaming if you have Max, you can
Yeah,
watch
you could do a
Barbie.
Barbenheimer night.
Yeah, you can, do it right. Me see what else. I've been keeping up with NFL free agency, which has been wild. I mean, especially for
Not
your
for you.
team. Not for me, no, for you, for your team. Do actually do stuff. My team, they don't believe in free agency, so
Oh,
or
Josh O.
they don't believe in
Nah,
spending
y'all are
big in
all
free
in.
agency. Dude.
Yeah, did you hear Dak Prescott is
Oh
having not a
yeah.
fun offseason as well right now?
I did hear that.
So
But he's like it's just
it's just a mess right
it's a
now. He's been
mess.
accused of sexual assault, but he's also
He's
like,
countered sued for
yeah,
like
he is
extortion.
countersuing her for extorting him for
Because
$100 million.
so apparently her attorneys contacted his representatives and asked for $100 million to not
Go public,
go
essentially.
public, and then she sued him for $100 million when they wouldn't do that, and so he countered sued for like I think $1 million, right?
Yes.
And he said he was going to give it to like
Yeah,
sexual like
with him, it's clearly
charity,
not about the money. It's like, no, you're extorting me for a
and he's
hundred
like
million
I'm going
dollars.
to give yeah he'd I donate it to like like sexual assault victims like charities and things like that. So but yeah, it's you know what it is, it's normal Dallas Cowboy offseason, to be honest with you. There's always some drama, which is why I'm a Chiefs fan.
Well, I mean, I will wholeheartedly invite you to come down to Houston,
Dude,
man.
I like it.
We're
I'm liking
getting
what
brand new
Houston's doing.
uniforms in a month.
Oh, I can't wait. And like you got like Joe Mixon, which he's problematic in his own way,
We're not going
but
to talk about him. We're not going to talk about Joe Mixon.
they just signed him for like a 3-year deal.
But we can talk about Azeez Al-Shaair. We can talk about Denico Autry. We can talk about Danielle Hunter.
Oh yeah.
Hometown kid, by the way, went to high school with friend of the show, Davion Hinton, by the way.
There you go.
So,
So Texans are doing
also,
good.
you root for the Texans, you root for Jalen Petrie.
That's true. What else? Who else is doing good? Oh, I just saw like a. Apparently, the Chargers are, they don't believe in receivers because they released one of their receivers and they just traded the other one. So
Yeah, Keenan Allen is headed
Keenan
to the
Allen just got
Bears.
traded and then they released, was it Mike Williams?
Mike Williams.
So if anyone's in the market
Don't,
for
yeah, I'm sure their fan is upset.
yeah. Oh, I mean that lady who's on
her. Yes,
who's on
yeah.
One Minute Football?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised every time they say LA Chargers, like, oh, they did move to Los Angeles. I
Yeah,
forget.
they do. They do
I
play
call
in
them San
someone
Diego
else's
all the
stadium.
time. And I forget that they actually play in Los Angeles. So, yeah. And they, well, they got, what's Jim Harbaugh doing? Because he, right now, I don't know who the receivers are.
I don't know, man. Who knows?
Who knows? But yeah, it's been
Justin
interesting.
Herbert's got to be pissed.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. What else? Anything? What else happened in
I
free
mean, to, like
agency?
NC State beat Duke today.
Well, also, I mean, just back to the NFL. Apparently, no one wants Justin Fields because he's still in Chicago and they got the number one pick. And so I don't know what's going to happen there.
They might hold him off until the draft at this point.
And just like
But,
a draft day trade.
yeah, maybe package him in with something. I have no, like, but yeah, I don't think anybody wants to, like, who would want him?
I was watching
Maybe.
something, I don't know who it was. It's like one of the talking heads, like sports shows. And they were saying like he should go to like a team like Kansas City and just like, because eventually, I mean, essentially he's not really had consistent coaching the 3 years he's a different offensive coordinators, different quarterback coaches all 3 years. So it's like, let him like learn how to play quarterback from like a good quarterback coach or an offensive head coach. But who I don't know what's gonna happen with him.
He's just gonna
So
go to the like the Andy Reid
I
QB
would,
rehab
if I was
school.
him or if I was advising him, I'd say, yeah, you would rather go and sit behind Patrick Mahomes or any of these other good quarterbacks, even the Bills, sit and like learn from those guys. And then that, someone will make a deal to be a starting quarterback. It's happened all the time in the NFL. So look at Baker Mayfield.
I mean,
He
yeah,
just signed
Sam
for a
Darnold
hundred
just got a
million.
job.
He just signed for $100 million. And he was like, people said he was washed like 2 years ago. A backup in
Gardner Minshew
LA.
just got a deal
Gardner Minshew just
in
got a
Vegas.
deal. So use those guys' paths that go and like get a new change of scenery, go to a good team, a good organization. I know he doesn't control it because he's under contract. So it's up to the Bears to like trade him. But that's where I would be
Yeah, the problem is like
wanting to
Kansas
go.
City's not going to trade anything for him. Like, why would
No.
they?
And I mean, and I don't know what Chicago's asking for him. I mean, he was a first round pick, but they're not, they don't have any leverage because they've made it clear they want to trade him.
I
Like
can't believe
the
they didn't
GM
just trade
said
it.
that,
Like, if they think he's bad, like I would have done everything I could to get Minnesota to have taken him.
I mean, the
It's like, yeah,
GM
I'll
said,
give you I'll
and the combine, he said they want to try to get something done by free agency. He told everyone that. So, I mean, you gave up any leverage to make a deal because you said you want to trade him by free agency. So, but they didn't. And he's still on the Bears. And all other quarterbacks are getting traded or signed or whatever. I mean, do like Mac Jones did. And they got traded to, or he, it's not his, to Jacksonville, and he's going to be a
Jags,
backup.
his hometown team.
Yeah. So, I
Matthew,
mean,
I have never seen so many basketballs go inside the cylinder and not fall through.
it's currently
Never seen it.
21-20 with about two and a half
Like
minutes in the
Jacoby
first.
just had one go as far into the basket as possible without falling through that you can have. We are breaking physics at this point.
This is gonna be one of those games where like
I
Baylor's gonna come out and like be just shooting lights out in like second half, or Cincinnati will. Somebody
Yeah.
will. And it's just gonna be, everything's gonna be going in the second half because this has been ridiculous. Because you're absolutely right. They're going in the cylinder.
And legitimately, pop, like Baylor should be right up by out. 10 right now.
Yeah. How many shots I've seen that go in the cylinder just like jump out? Oh, and he tripped. I've seen more players slip on that court this week. It's weird.
Not a good court.
Yeah.
Not a good court this year.
But yeah, so that's really all I've been doing. Not really watching anything new. There's really nothing new to watch. Gearing up for the Big 12, not Big 12, NCAA tournament. And then we're going to be all in basketball.
I cannot wait.
A month.
Cannot wait for the first weekend of March Madness. It is glorious.
Oh, yeah. That's why they had that whole, like, vasectomy thing that happens during this time of year. You know what I'm talking about?
I gotta sit down on the couch, honey.
Yeah, you gotta, like, I mean, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna have to sit down for multiple days. I might as well do it like the first weekend of March Madness and just watch basketball for 4 days.
4 days. It's glorious.
Yeah. Well,
is
Joe,
Edgerrin James in the Hall of Fame?
I don't think so.
Because he's wearing an NFL Hall of Fame hat. He is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. When did he get inducted? I didn't know he went.
I didn't know he went either. Class of 2020.
2020, interesting.
He was elected in 2020, so a lot of things are going on in 2020. That's probably why I forgot. I probably wasn't locked into the Hall of Fame.
Probably why I forgot. His son is a player on the Cincinnati team, Edgerrin James Jr., but do you know the name that he goes by?
No, I don't. I couldn't even guess.
He goes by, and I'm not kidding you, Matthew. This is real. Edgerrin James's son, a star player, an ESPN top 100 recruit, goes by Jizzle James.
Jizzle.
J-I-Z-Z-L-E. Jizzle James. He's the one dribbling with the ball right now. Number, I think, 12 on... No, 2. Number 2 on Cincinnati. But Jizzle James.
He's Edgerrin James Jr.
Yes.
And they call him Jizzle.
That is correct. Maybe it's a reference to the genre of Star Wars music.
Was that like Star Wars jazz? That what Jizzle is?
Well, it's jizz. That is what the cantina music is.
Wow.
But yeah, Jizzle James.
George Lucas, what are you doing? What are you doing, man? All right. That's all. I'm not even going to talk about
it. Yeah, I think we'll end on Jizzle James.
All right.
Matt, where can the people find you and where can they find the podcast?
You can find me on Twitter. Or X at Matt_Workman. Do you find the podcast at The Bear Den Pod and the website, thebeardenpod.com? Joe, where can people find you?
Yeah, you can find me on X, Twitter. I'm just going to call it Twitter. I'm never going to call it X. At @the_Joe_Goodman. And you can find me on ourdailybears.com or on, if you go to the Wide Right Natty Light Discord. You can find both Matt and I under the 1012 channel that exists there. So come chat with us, or in the Our Daily Bears Discord. We are both heavily active there. So come find us, hang out, chat with us about March Madness. And Matt, in the middle of this game, we're about to hit halftime, as always.
Sick'em Bears.
Sick'em Bears.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.